this was one of the biggest protest rallies Pakistani capital Islamabad has seen in recent years. Organized by Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, or Movement for Justice Party of Imran Khan, hundreds of thousands of people took to the street to protest against what they alleged rigging in the last year's parliamentary elections. Their protest comes exactly a year after historic parliamentary polls that allowed the Pakistan Muslim League of the country's current Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to form the government. However, the Justice Party believes that May 11 election results were manipulated to deny them a victory.
Our demand is very clear that we want the formation of a new election commission that can ensure transparent and impartial election in future. We ask all the current members of the election commission to resign immediately.
The party of Imran Khan emerged as the third largest party in the National Assembly, while it swept the polls in the country's northwest frontier province, now known as Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. The government, however, has rejected Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf's concerns and invited Imran Khan to join hands with it to strengthen democracy instead of weakening it.
There is no point of protest at a time when country is marching towards economic stability and prosperity. I invite Imran Khan for a meeting to discuss all the contentious issues.
Extraordinary security measures were in place during the protest rally as government issued prior warnings of a possible attack by the militants.
These protesters have called the rally as a great success to strengthen the rule of law and democracy in Pakistan. However, it remains to be seen if this gathering can bring any change in a country which is prone to political instability. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.